What does it take to be a leader? The answer is different for different people. That question will be examined during a new offering from the City Club on leadership. For 8 months, local leaders will discuss with participants their favorite books on leadership. I'm Kelly Blyer, and the City Club's Transformational Leadership Roundtable is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
My effort to bring different leaders to the table was a way to bring different styles, different types of leadership to a single process where people would, where those who are attending have an opportunity to explore different types of leadership, what leadership means to different people.
Robert Killen is the executive director of City Club and the man who came up with the idea to showcase leadership and have local business and civic leaders offer their perspectives on it through their favorite books on the subject.
I just brainstormed myself who would I want from different areas. If I wanted a broad spectrum of leadership, who would I reach out and get? And you know, the names that popped to the top of the list first are the names that the people that I went out and asked. I just went and told them what I was up to and asked if they'd be willing to dedicate a couple hours in the coming year to discussing leadership. And for the most part, everyone that I asked were willing.
The first speaker for the series is Michael Gesme, the conductor of the Central Oregon Symphony. He picked the Max DePree book, Leadership is an Art. It reflects his personal philosophy on being a leader.
For me, a lot of it just flat out comes down to having respect for people and treating them fairly and being kind to, you know, the people that work with you, and being humble. And if you can do all of those kinds of things, then you are likely to, you know, engender good spirit around you.
As the head of the symphony, he knows firsthand you can't make orchestral music alone. It's truly a team effort.
So one of the things that I was taught very early on is that when you step on the podium, you've got 5 minutes max before everybody decides whether they're going to work with you or tune you out. And to me, that as a new person coming into a group, but that's pretty much every day when you walk in, you sit on the podium, and to have lost them after 5 minutes means that the next 2.5 hours are going to be very miserable for you if you haven't managed to do that. I mean, so you really have to know what you're doing. You have to be engaging and have a sense of we're all going to work together, and this is what we're going to do, and you can get them on your team to play along.
Jim Lucier, formerly an administrator at St. Charles and the founder of the Lucier Center, chose two books by Jim Collins, Good to Great and his latest, Great by Choice.
Well, you know, the kinds of things that I look for in publications are things that especially small business people can actually utilize. The real tips that he has is trying to strike a balance for business people between daily running of the business and the entrepreneurial, innovating kinds of things that are ultimately going to make the business successful. You know, if you're like me, as soon as you hit your email stack in the morning, it's kind of like putting out fires the whole rest of the day. And what Jim Collins talks about is getting a balance between those daily activities as well as having time to be entrepreneurial and improve the business practice that you're trying to generate.
So how do you achieve that balance?
Well, it's hard because people really tend to just dive right into the work first thing in the morning. But, you know, the world can light more fires than we can put out. And so if entrepreneurs and business folks don't back away from that a little bit and schedule some free time to reflect on what they can do different and what they can do better and how they can perhaps go to this kind of a class that the City Club is sponsoring to learn those tools and techniques. It's all about scheduling.
The Leadership Roundtable started this week and will run for 7 more months. Sessions will be held the last Thursday of the month from 10 a.m. to noon. The cost of the series is $280. The City Club's director feels it offers participants a unique chance to hear real leadership tips from local leaders who know a little something about the subject.
I think the opportunity to create a real synergy with a small group like that over the course of a year is great. And I wanted to create that by keeping the group small. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be, just selfishly, I think it's going to be wonderful.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.